Shanks. We had fun. I need to stand behind you for the Shanks. So I did actually, in all seriousness, I did want to kind of just go over a couple of the major things that we went over, some things to look forward to in the upcoming year. We approved the budget, which includes in it some funds to acquire video equipment so that we can live stream from our website, not through Facebook, not just through Facebook, but we also have to get security cameras, and so we budgeted for that. We also have approved in the budget phase three of the remodel, which will include the bathroom remodel and restructure. We also increased our missions, our monthly missions commitment to all of our existing missionaries. We support 11 missionaries out of this church, and two of them have been at $75 for a while for different circumstances, but we've decided to bump all of our missionaries up to $75. Nah. So that is really exciting. So do you want to be a part of that this year?
Yes.
Do you know how you can be a part of that this year?
Yes.
Give to missions and give to this church body. If you're not aware what your tithes go to, they go to this church house and to missionary efforts. So your tithes go to the church house right here, paying pastor's salary, paying the light bills, allowing things to go forward, and your missions giving over and above your tithes goes to these missionaries. Let's get the word out. And you know how you can do it even easier so you don't even have to think about it? Is our online giving. You can set it up where it's just a reoccurring. You can just say, every month I made a missions commitment of $100 a month. You can go into online giving, set it up as a reoccurring, just comes right out. You don't have to think about it.
Amen.
Go and do it. So it's out there. It's a great, yeah. Anyway, it was an exciting business meeting, and I'm excited to see. I think one of the things we just talked about over and over was just, we just feel like we're on the cusp of something. It just feels like we're just, I don't know. I think it's going to be an exciting year. So I'm excited. I know Pastor's excited, and it was a good meeting. Other events up and coming, we have men's breakfast is going to be March 13th in March, and then we're also going to be celebrating the Lord's Table on a special night, Tuesday night, the 23rd, for our church members. Also, I just got this in the mail. This is a cool t-shirt. It's one of those t-shirts we usually get with our church name on the front. It's an American flag along the side. It says, pray for our country. And then the scriptures are in the red, white, and blue, and it's the Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will and forgive their sins and heal their land. And it's just a really cool shirt. If this is something you would be interested in, typically we put in a big order and then we don't sell all of them. So if you are interested in, let me know. I'll put it up. You can look at it. And we'll just kind of take a census if you'd like to get one of those. They're $10. Screaming good deal, black t-shirt. Anyway, I just thought that was a cool shirt, something we should be supporting. Speaking of our missionaries, one of the missionaries that we support at least annually is the Open Arms Pregnancy Center here in town. And I don't know if all of you know what they do, but I just, this letter is really a nice synopsis that they sent out. They are celebrating 20 years of operation here in Coeur d'Alene. They've served hundreds of women in the North Idaho area. They are 100% donor supported. Your prayers, volunteer hours, and financial support are critical to our organization's viability. So if you're not familiar with them or you're not really aware of all the things they do, I'm going to read this to you. We are a Christ-centered ministry revealing God's design for human life, sexual integrity, and reproductive health. We help individuals in Northern Idaho make life-affirming choices through education, compassionate support, and pregnancy-related services. We are nonprofit, non-political, and non-denominational. Our medical staff offers lab-quality pregnancy testing, limited ultrasounds, and medically current options information. Our trained advocates provide education and classes on pregnancy, parenting, and life skills. We have healing and support groups for miscarriage, post-abortion, and sexual abuse. We operate a clothing boutique, provide gently used resources, and connect clients to the community via medical support and adoption referrals. Emerging programs include greater clinical services and engagement with local public and private high schools to provide students with critical relationship skills and practical approaches for navigating the social dynamics of friendship and love within the boundaries of God's design. They've scheduled 1,100, just in 2020 alone, 1,100 appointments, 500 educational services, 250 shopping visits, 172 pregnancy tests, 119 ultrasounds. Scores of women who identified as abortion-minded or abortion-vulnerable at the start of their appointment chose life after seeing the ultrasound image of their child and being warmly embraced in word. In 2021, let's bring a culture of life to Northern Idaho where Jesus Christ is proclaimed. Human sexuality is celebrated in marriage between a man and a woman, and where every human life conceived is recognized as sacred, and where every child is welcomed. Wow. That is a ministry we need to be getting behind.